Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And may the Lord help the saints to be in unity as we worship Him with the praise, singing, and rejoicing in our hearts on this Sabbath day, as He's just so worthy to be praised. May the Lord bless and strengthen Pastor Rice as he preaches and encourages his saints with the love and joy he always has for the Lord. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere. Maranatha.
Amen. Father, we do pray that you help us today. We need you desperately. We present our bodies this morning. I would speak as the oracles of God. We would hear what the Spirit say. We would receive the engrafted word with meekness, which is able to save our souls. We need you now. Make haste to help us, Father. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So praying in faith, I believe that that's according to God's will and that He hears. You know God will to save us? Save us, Lord. You know the all-knowing God knows all about salvation. And we the people are learning. So I'm reminded of a couple of things. One is Bunyan. I think his era, his time of sojourning was back in the 1600s. We're still reading his writings because they, like the Bible, inspired of God. I know by the Spirit. One of my favorites is the account of Christian and Talkative. Christian was a Christian. Talkative was a hypocrite. So Talkative say, yeah, man, we can talk about divine things. We can talk about the things of God. I've got complete understanding. This is how a talkative approaches it. Say, let's talk, man. You want to talk about things, divine things, sanctification, justification? Talk. Let's talk. Y'all read it, huh? Isn't this how it goes? So they began to talk. And as long as they were just talking, talkative was okay. But when Christians start putting the power to it, then he started backing up. Now, understand, that's what happened. Y'all do understand? Well, let's see. Here's one of the things that I'm reminded of what Talkative said. You know, whenever he would ask old Christian something, and Christian would respond in the wisdom of God, he'd say, you lie in the catch, meaning you're just waiting to trick me. You always make me look wrong. Uh-huh. Yeah? Huh? You lie in the catch. Right. And all Christian did was tell the truth. Amen. So, you know, that's what folks say about me. Yeah. You make me look wrong. Well, what can I say about that? Huh? What can I say about that? I'm not going to talk to you. You always make me wrong. That's what Talkative said. It's not the same, though, is it? Now, yeah, it is. Praise the Lord. It's the same. You always make me look wrong. You always make me look bad. So finally, Talkative wouldn't talk to him no more. He said, man, this ain't going nowhere. Huh? He said, I don't think this is for edification. And he went off. Huh? And that is how it happened. He said, man, all this talk, I don't think this is for edification. Didn't Talkative say that? Was not Christian speaking words of edification? Now, we must learn something. That's why I know this is inspired of God, because the Spirit bears witness. And you can, if you're in the Spirit, discern the same thing happening. But when we're in the flesh, we read it, but when it happens, we don't know what's happening. Huh? So God can help us, though. I heard the preacher say that Satan deceives us. He get us to exercise our own will. Now, we don't receive that. You know why? We exercise our own will. And our will is not God's will. Our way is not God's way. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. So hopefully I'll be done shortly. I don't have a time schedule. I just want to do the will of God. I've put up top what I have to say. So if you have to go or you fall dead, you'll know before I finish. All right? Do you not understand that when I stand up, I endeavor to speak as the oracles of God or to speak what God told me? Yes. Well, since I believe this is what God told me, when you tell me God told you and it don't measure up to this, I say you're a damn liar. I'm trying to be concise. When you say God told you and it don't measure up with what he told me, then I call you a liar. So automatically, you know, if I stand up, I'm going to say, I am saying this is what God told me. And when you disagree, I'm going to call you a liar. Isn't that simple? Oh, help me, Jesus. So I believe it like that, that this is what God told me, and I purpose to perform it. I've had experience being a leader and a follower. Like David, he experienced it all. He was a complete leader. He kept the sheep. Huh? He served old Saul. Absolutely. Huh? He was on the lamb. Thank you, Lord. He had servants. He had mighty men. He had the counselors. He had friends. He had enemies. And he was a man after God's own heart. He traversed all of that very well. He had his own wickedness and his own sin. How about that? David, a man of experience. You read them Psalms. David didn't just get off the boat. That's why folk like him so much. They just won't receive the truth of them. You know, people like the Bible. You know, it's the bestseller. Y'all know that? Not the Quran. You know, it's the Bible. But I was just hearing this account of, what's his name? Obama. You know, blaspheming the Bible. He said not one word against the Quran. Now, I've not read the Quran. I probably won't ever do it. Why? I read the Bible. See what I mean? But he said not one word against the Quran. He never called the Bible holy. He called the Quran holy. Absolutely. And he called himself a Christian. He's a liar. See? Absolutely. Now, I know enough to know he's a liar because I know the truth. It's the same way with you. Y'all see how I determined Mr. Obama was a liar? That's how I determined you a liar. When you lie, I determine the same way. I put it beside the truth. And if it don't look the same, then it's a lie. This is the wisdom that God gives us all. God wants us to know the truth. But the Almighty God that knows all know that we're prone to believe lies. Yes, we are. Yeah. But what we believe, you know, manifests what we esteem, what we're protecting. And most don't stand in defense of the gospel. They stand in defense of their own image. And we can't follow the truth. We can't come to the knowledge of the truth protecting our image. Because the truth will tear our image all to hell. The truth will say, bad image. I'm going to conform you into my image. That's what the truth says. Y'all know the truth says that? All right. So if you're concerned about your image, you're at enmity with the truth. The truth wants you in his image. Y'all know that? The truth is to conform you to his image. Humility and submission. Obedience. Sacrifice. And when I see something that's working contrary, I say, that's Antichrist. See how simple that is? Oh, help me, Jesus. So, I've had leaders under me that they were over men. And I'd rather have They just were not good leaders. Okay? But they're here I am. And they had soldiers under them that were good soldiers. Now, that's quite the dilemma. Yes, it is. Yeah, you still have to maintain that the no good leader has authority. And still talk on behalf of the good soldier. Yes, you do. Otherwise, you're a traitor as well. Yes, yes, yes. Now, I've had them like that, and I'd given three of the leaders for one of the soldiers. Yes, I would have. Now, see how honest I am. But I had to deal righteously with the leader. Yes. Otherwise, I'd teach rebellion to the soldier. Well, I must have learned that somewhere. I don't think, where did I learn it? I did learn it, though. You know, there's things that I've been taught I didn't learn, but I learned this. The lines of authority have to be maintained, else everything's out of order. I'm going on in Jesus' name. So somehow you have to have, you need wisdom so you don't misuse the authority. Because if the leader is under you, then that's your authority, right? So you have to deal with them in a way to say, hey, this is my authority. You got to work it so that I'm pleased. All the time not telling the soldier your leader is a butthole, you know, even though it's understood between them. But I'm telling it like it is. So I've had much experience like this. Well, God knew what experience I would need. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, when I dress the leader up, I have to do it in a way that, you know, we still maintain the integrity that he's the leader over the soldier that outshines him. I see. When I get through saying this to some, it won't mean anything. That's part of the dilemma that I'm in. One of the reasons is pride. One of the reasons we think we know. What's that scripture about apples of gold and on pitchers of silver? That's how it is with a wise reprover upon an obedient ear. But how is it when you got a wise reprover with a disobedient ear? That's not a very good picture, is it? Stinking savor, right? So the disobedient ear always, you know, say the reprover ain't right. Yeah. Let me go on in Jesus' name. So when I say God told me, I speak the truth. When you said, you lie. See, I'm going right down the line. Ain't that good? Now, when I say God told me, I tell the truth. Now, sometimes it's said and it's a lie. Because we make it a lie. God tells you what he tells me. Yes, he does. If it's different than that, then God didn't tell you. I stand on it. You know what he tells me? Say it. Yeah. Obey them that have the rule over you. So when you in any form or fashion say God told you to do different, I say you're a damn liar. God never told you to sass me back. He never told you to scorn me. He never told you to mock me. You are a damn liar. God didn't tell you that. And wherever how you say it, in word, in deed, in action, I'm going to say you a liar, and I'm going to deal with you like that. Everybody understand? It's not personal. It's the truth that I love. His name is Jesus. Now, we say we love the truth, but, you know, only theoretically. Lies is not the truth. No, they are diametrically opposed. They're opposite. Are they separated as far as the heavens are above the earth? Absolutely. That's how lies and the truth is. Well, that's how your ways and God's ways are. That's how your thoughts and God's thoughts are. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Wilkerson, he's preaching these good messages. Yeah, real good. I know it's the truth, though. We have the spirit of truth. Yeah, we do. So we have to go against the grain to believe a lie. Like my old man say, so-and-so, he'd rather climb up a tree to tell a lie than stay on the ground till that's, if we have the spirit of truth and we hold to a lie, we have to go against the grain. Yes, we do. We have to go against wind and tide to do it. Yes, we do. Because the Spirit's gotten us in the right way. And to believe the lie, we have to resist the Spirit. Yes, we do. And that's what I call it, resisting the Spirit. Or resisting the truth, or resisting the God who endeavors to save you. But because it's His will. Your will gets in the way. Or you will to look good. Hallelujah. You know, like the hypocrites. All they want to do is look good in the sight of man. Huh? God wants you beautified. And He will beautify the meek with salvation. What about the proud? He resists them. Don't say, well, I'm so-and-so. When you're proud, God resists you. Otherwise, He'd be a liar. So when you come in pride, I know you ain't coming in the name of the Lord. When you come in disobedience, then I know you're not coming. This is very simple. So you're not going to tell me in rebellion that I'm wrong. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. That's not given to you. Well, I hold to it. Now, you say amen, but then you act like I'm not. You call me a liar. Everybody, I don't expect you all to go toe-to-toe with me. That's not right. No. I expect you all to say, well, this is a man that God sent. He's in God's hands, and God is using him for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying. That's what I expect. I mean, that's what you say you believe. So if you're going to resist me, then you're a liar. You're walking in darkness. Imagine that. Absolutely. Do we have it? Plenty of it. Or we have it openly and covertly, clandestine. But God is not fooled. So we talk about worship in vain. Well, nobody believes that about themselves. When we say that, usually about the truth, folks say, yeah. I'll preach, brother. But they're not saying preach to me. They're saying preach. Yeah, that's just how Kirk does. That's how so-and-so does. Preach, brother. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, Brother Wilkerson was talking about being shaken in your faith. What we must understand that the faith that we have is the faith of God. Everybody understand? It don't shake. Or maybe it does not shake. My grammar's not always right. But Spirit's right. God's faith does not shake. God's faith does not fail. God's faith always succeeds. Huh? God's faith always works by love. Mm-hmm. God's faith always appropriates the promises of God. And yeah, this is God's faith. Well, what are you saying, brother? I'm saying there's a counterfeit, and we're vastly deceived by it. Anytime you're standing in my face rebuking me, then you are believing you have the counterfeit faith. That's not the faith of God. That's not the faith that works. It's earthly, sensual, and devilish. Is that plain? Now, you might not agree, but understand this is how I believe it. Now, well, just make myself clear. So when you stand in my face and try to correct me and reprove me, then this is how I see it. And we aren't going to deal with anything except that, because that's the most important issue. You can tell me about the moon falling down. No, this is the most important thing we need to deal with. See how simple I do it? So, if you get out of your place, then that's what I deal with. Amen. And you don't need to show me what so-and-so. We're going to talk about getting things back in order. Because nothing can work out of order. That's why God established order. And order is not you reproving me. That's not the order. It's not correcting me. That's not the order. Well, I understand. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you understand why you won't convince me in that matter. I'm just trying to tell you so you won't try to do it. Now, you can do it, but I'll never be convinced. I will never be convinced that you can work righteousness being out of order. I won't believe that. Then I call God a liar. For us to work righteousness, we must be in righteousness. That means we must be in submission under authority. That's what I say. So anytime you're trying to reprove me, you are wrong. You are wrong. I don't care what you say, what you read, what you heard. See how simple that? You are wrong, 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 because you're in the wrong place. You're out of your place. Now, if you all know anything about math, you line your numbers up. If you don't get them in the right place, the answer will not come out right. Even if you do the math right, the answer will be wrong because they're not in the right place. That's how it is with authority. When you're not in the right place, the answer won't come out right. And God has to have somebody in the authority and say, this is the authority. Everybody can't decide that. Oh, Pastor Rice, you brought me down here to put me in a cult. I did not bring you here. Understand that. If I brought you here, then shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame, shame. So it's his faith that we deal with. Yes, we went through it just the other day when we talked about Paul, when Jesus spoke to him and talked about, somebody find Acts chapter 26 when Paul's recounting his encounter with the living God. You know, and Jesus gives him commission. Find it for me, brother. Let me see. Hallelujah. Tim say he found it. Hallelujah. 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 To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in me. That's what Jesus said. It's my faith. Understand? Now, the other faith in rebellion, that's counterfeit. It's not real faith because it won't work. Huh? No, it won't. If it worked, then it'll get you in your place. Yes, it will. If it won't get you in your place, it's not his faith. It's what you call, it's your faith, it's your thoughts, it's your mind, it's your righteousness. Am I being plain? This is why you're not going to rebuke me and tell me that I'm wrong. That's not, you, not from there. No, that won't ever work. I'd be a damn fool. There's no kind of logic you're going to come up that, no. See how I speak with words that can't be resisted? That's because I speak by the Spirit of truth. Now you can go ahead and resist them, but look how foolish you are. You're going to tell me that you're going to be in rebellion and correct me? How? How? How can that be? You're going to get out of your place and show me what right order is? How can that be? So you see, that's how I proceeded. And you think, well, you didn't see this, you didn't see it. I have to see what's in front of me. But the deal is, everybody think that they're in charge and or that they have the discernment and nobody else knows. That's a desperate place to be in. That's treacherous. Yeah, when you know and nobody else know, or they don't know like you know, see? Must not be the truth. The truth is for all God's people to know so they can be free. Hallelujah. Yeah, rich man, poor man. It's all available. Y'all understand that? It's a deception. Some should learn not to say God told me. You understand that? What we should do is just do what God tells us. That'd be more righteous. That'd be more, because usually when we say it, we're trying to exalt ourselves and put the other man down. And we're lying on God. God never told us to get out of order. No, he didn't. He never told us to be disobedient, proud, arrogant, and haughty. God didn't tell us that. No, he didn't. That's some kind of delusion, isn't it? Well, that's what God gives to those that don't love the truth. Yeah, they think that God told them to disobey authority. God told them to be proud. God told them to be haughty. Well, I know God better than that. That's not, no, I'm a good representative. He don't like ugly. No, he don't tell us to be proud and haughty. He said, humble yourself. He said, if you're proud and haughty, I'm going to resist you. And I'm going to bring you down. That's what God says. Are you going to come to me and God told you to rebuke me? Absolutely not. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. So, yeah, The counterfeit faith, you know, say this is of God. And it's not of God. It's just like I told you about the brother talking about walking on the water. Right? Trying to prove his faith. Faith don't come from what you dream up. Faith comes from what God wants you to do. And when you have your own way and your own will, that's not by faith. If it's by faith, it's by God's will. And if God will you to walk on water, he'll give you faith to do it. You can say, I got faith, I'm going, oh, well, we'll see how you do. Huh? We'll see how you do. Faith comes from God. He gives it. Not for us to do our own will. We were doing that before God gave us faith. He gave us faith to do his will. That's what God's faith is for. Yes, it is. And it works by love. Love for God. Love for the people of God. Love for the truth. Now, I know there's some in delusion here. One of the delusions is they don't have to give all to God. Right. Well, they can be nonchalant. That's a delusion. You all will never convince me. That's not the God I know. And you won't. You can be as nonchalant, as stupid as you want to be. You will not tell me that lie. Because I won't believe it. I will not believe it. Yeah, no, you're a liar. Yes. Satan, you're a liar. Amen. Satan, you're a liar. Amen. You're a thief and a murderer too. Amen. I got power over you. Yes. See, this is God's faith. Yes. That other faith puts you in league with Satan. Right. Yeah, absolutely. It gets you doing your own will. And you say, this is God's will. Ah. Uh-huh. Help me, Jesus. Also, what we end up doing is judging things of the spirit and the flesh. Y'all know that, don't you? That's why we need the mind of Christ. Now, we do have the mind of Christ. The only way we can attain unto that is by his faith, though. You understand, the reason a lot of us won't attain to what God has ordained for us, we don't believe God. That's the only thing that stands between us. Our healing, our deliverance. Yeah. It's not that he hadn't given it to us. We have not received it by his faith. We've used our counterfeit faith. You know, faith that works with us when we work with the devil. That's not the faith of God. God's faith don't work with the devil. No, God. We have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of none. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So you understand. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I'm trying to make it plain. Are you trying to shame me? I am, and I've been unsuccessful, and I'm working repentance. Okay? Yeah, I want to shame you. You ought to be ashamed if you've been in rebellion against God. You've been lying on God. You ought to be ashamed. You ought to be ashamed. You ought to be ashamed. And if you ask God, he'll help you. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So Satan gets us to exercise our own will. Of course, it's easy work for him. Y'all know that? Yeah. It's easy work for him. You know why? Lack of love for God.
Right. Amen.
Much love for self. Love for praise of men. Not much love for God. But there is a love for God because he loves you. Yes. Now we have to tap into God's love for us. We have to believe that he loves us. See what I mean? Yes. Now that's the truth. Does not God love you?
Yes.
Now for us to receive that love, we'll have to believe that he loves us. And his love and our love is just like his thoughts and our thoughts. Yes. They're just not the same. They're just not the same.
Amen.
See, this is God's love.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When people lie to you, you think that's love. Just like old Bud Reynolds told me. He said, James, it's all right to lie to people if it make them feel good. That was his philosophy. I'm not going to make y'all feel good. All right? Tickle no ears here. I'm going to tell you the truth, which is after godliness. Now, y'all can look better than that. Come on. You're not going to fool me. I've seen you when you eat the ice cream, and I've seen you when I preach. And they're just not the same. That's wicked. See, I'll tell the truth. Yeah, what's your judgment? Your face should light up when you eat ice cream, and when I preach, your countenance should fall. Is that how you say it? No, that's how we do it. Absolutely. That's why I'm telling y'all the truth. That's how we do it. Oh, is it no time to go to sleep? Time to go forth to the battle. Thank you, Lord. God is always God. He always will be God. God is always in the place of judgment in anything and everything that he does. He's always in, because he's a righteous God. Hallelujah. I've got understanding judgment, stumble or err in judgment. Now, what I did there is I pulled them out of Scripture. Y'all understand that? Understand the judgment? I pulled it out of Scripture. We're going to leave it in context, though. All right? And stumbling or erring in judgment. See? And then, thank you, Lord. Satan deceives you by getting you to exercise your will. He that made everything, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. God's ways are past finding out. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor, it is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. God doeth it that man should fear before him. Fear before him. There is no wisdom apart from the fear of God. The beginning of wisdom. Huh? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. To depart from evil is understanding. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment. That wickedness was there. And the place of righteousness, iniquity was there. Now, this is the same picture I painted. Anytime that we're out of line of authority, then you've got wickedness in the place of judgment and iniquity in the place of righteousness. I won't back up. If you think I got to hear every story that y'all tell before I know what's going on and make a judgment, then you're a fool. I guess you don't know the God I know. I just believe the word. When you're not under authority, which you are, but when you say you're not working in the righteousness. There's no wisdom in what you're talking about. Hallelujah. Bekiah said none. Y'all hear? So if y'all want to rag on somebody, then Bekiah said none. I said it too. Yahweh says it too. There's scripture that talks about taking away the righteousness of the righteous from him and rewarding the wicked. That said, you have to understand, there's no way you can take the righteousness away from it. What it's saying is you do not regard it, the righteousness. Huh? This is a work of Satan. This is undermining and subversion. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's how I see it. We don't see it because we think we're on the playground. Yeah, I believe what God told me is we're on the battlefield. And the way some of us act is God told you something else. Well, I call you a liar. We're not on the playground. We're on the battlefield. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. God said so. He said he chose us to be soldiers and that we should please him. The one that chose us to be soldiers. Now just look at it. When you get out of the line of authority, when you kick authority in the butt and tell authority they're wrong, you're not in this. You don't fit nowhere in the truth of God. You have extracted yourself. You're outside on the bank, and there's a river going by. That's the truth now. I know you don't believe it like that, but that is the truth. So that's how I regard it. If you ain't listening to me, you ain't telling me nothing. I tell you, if I can't preach to you, you will not preach to me. And if you don't let me correct you, you're never going to correct me. The only way you're going to correct me is by doing what I tell you. I'll be reproved. Okay? Hallelujah. It's just out of order. No matter what my commander did, it's not my business. And I had one. He was merciful unto me. He's the one that, didn't send me down the river. A little short colonel shot. Anybody like James? Huh? You know, Brother Spencer would say short people. He was one. But he had some integrity. He didn't follow all the rules, though. They passed the rule that you can't smoke in buildings. Well, Colonel Schott always fired up his cigar. He didn't ask me, Sergeant Rice, can I smoke in here? Of course, I had to inhale the smoke. He didn't ask me. I guess I corrected him, right? There was majors in there. There were master sergeants in there. There were captains in there. None of them corrected him. This is good order. See, we don't understand that. Well, we see something wrong. Hell, I know I'm just a peon, but I'm going to correct it. That's how sorry that is. You understand? If you don't understand, this is what I know. I'm telling y'all the truth. And I wasn't serving the Lord then, but I didn't correct him then. Because it would have been out of order. You don't work no righteousness out of order. You can't do it. It's impossible. If you walk in that other faith, I guess you can do it. You know, when that other God tells you, then it's different than what the God says. And then when you find out it's wrong, then everything is wide open. You don't have to obey anybody. You don't have to follow any rules. You don't have to respect anybody. You can talk to everybody like a dog, and you can exalt yourself above everybody. Now, you don't think it looks like that, but I do. You see what I'm saying? That's how I think it looks. I'm looking through the eyes of his faith.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. It's a disruption. Yes. It's you align yourself with the enemy. This is not, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Amen. You see why I had all these experiences? So I could preach to y'all.
Yes.
I didn't think about preaching to y'all when I saw the colonel smoking.
Hallelujah.
I knew he shouldn't do it.
Yes.
Absolutely. I didn't even write an anonymous note. You know how some of us do. Right, we leave a scripture for our neighbor. I didn't do that. I didn't leave him no scripture. Most of that's wickedness. Absolutely. Absolutely. I said, yes, sir. Whatever he told me to do, I did. And when I made my blunder, stood before him, he did right by me. Yes, he did. He had the power. Yes, he did. I was dead wrong. Huh? He could have taken some stripes off my shoulder, money out of my pocket. Yes, he could have. Huh? But he had mercy. God's always been merciful to me. I've just come to find out that it's God's mercy. So, come on, let's respond right to God's mercy. Oh, help me, Jesus. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way. His way. The unrighteous man, his thoughts. His thoughts. Anytime you're out of order, not under authority, you're the unrighteous man. Understand that? Now, I know you don't believe it that way. Next time you get out of line, Pastor Rice, I'm going to slam you again. See? Thank you, Lord. Not by faith, at least not by the faith of God. Not in righteousness, not in truth, Not in love. Of course, if we talk to ourselves like this, or let the Holy Ghost talk to us like that, then it causes us to refrain from that. But we resist the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, if we have the Holy Spirit, when we do that stuff, we have to go against the grain. We have to swim upstream to do it. Yes, we do. That's why Spurgeon, right, he said, our sin and the world's sin is not the same. Yeah, they don't know. When we sin, we know about the blood of Jesus Christ. We know about Calvary. We know about the price. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. World don't have no idea. The world don't know him. So everything the world does is sin. They are condemned already. That's why he called you out and told you to love not the world. You know, the world loved to seek its own. The world loved to be exalted. Look down on folk. Speak down to folk. The world loves that. They have riches, fame and fortune. The world loves that. Heathen loves it. Oh, help me, Jesus. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. Let him return to the Lord. See, God's love and mercy is always there. Always. Even this is God's love and mercy. Is that how y'all esteem it? All right. That's how I esteem it. That's how I receive it. Hallelujah. What I say unto one, I say unto all. You think what you're saying is for you, Pastor Rice? Really, I do. You might not believe that I do, but I do. It would be foolish for me to talk like this and not believe that it applied to me. So likewise, it's foolish to you. It's foolishness in you when you talk to folk about righteousness when you're in rebellion. You understand? When you're out of line and not listening to authority, you talking about right, just a bunch of excrement. Yes, it is. I won't back up. There's no way you're going to convince anybody that's walking in righteousness that you're following after righteousness if you're out of line. But those that are in rebellion, that's they get together. Yes, and they rebel together. Yeah, I saw the prophet do this. I saw the prophet do that. Oh, when y'all going to go pray about that? Well, we ain't going to do that. We're just going to spread it around. Of course, we don't do that. Huh? Y'all know we lie? You know why God allow us to see all the stuff Brother Stair do? Because that's what we do. Now, I know you don't receive it like that. Oh, no. Israel. Well, he didn't have to show us. You understand that? Brother Gino, where you at? He told me about looking for glasses, and he was going to go down to the store and buy some. He said, I went there, and I'd been looking for them, but this morning when I went there, there they were. Right there. I said, yeah, because we can't see anything unless God show us. And we can't receive anything except it come from God. That's just it. So God could have allowed Brother Stair to do all that he was doing, and we never knew it. Yes, he could have. In fact, there's some things he did we don't know. There's some things that your neighbor does you don't know. But if you see it, God wants you to know. But he wants you to know for you. You understand that? Yeah, for you. For you. All this stuff we see now, make sure you understand, God allows you to see. Yes. Those glasses were there all the time. Hallelujah. And when we see, God's trying our heart. Well, not the person that you see. He's trying your heart. He's the God that searches the heart. He tries the reins. Even now, he's trying your heart. See? He told you that he would do it. Why don't y'all believe God? He's searching. He's trying. And he knows how to do it. Yes, he does. Aren't you glad about that? So, you know, it's good to keep that in mind. Whatever you see, God allows you to see. It's not by your wisdom, not by your guards you put out or your spies. If you see it, God wants you to see. That's even the truth. You know, most folk don't see it. God does want you to see that. The truth. Yes, he does. But here we are. We want to see everything else. What deception, huh? Thank you, Sister Edie. Edie said yes. Y'all hear? If y'all want to rail on somebody, there you go. You can rail on Edie. All right? Hallelujah. Oh, lean on me when you're not strong. I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. I'll be your bridge across the troubled water. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'm going on in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. I will stand up on my watch and set me up on the tower. I will watch and see what he will say unto me. Listen to this. And what I shall answer when I am reproved. Isn't that good? Well, what will we answer when we're reproved? You're wicked. You can't tell me what to do. All your servants are wicked too. I see. Come on, don't I preach good? Somebody say good preaching. Huh? Yes, it is good preaching. Yeah, I'm giving God the glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. I've been told that before, though. Y'all understand. That's not. You're not the first time told me I'm wicked in all my servants. Well, I don't have servants, you understand? I serve. Yeah. His wife, she'd give me a scripture. She said, see here? When a leader hearkens to the lies, he's wicked. And all of his servants are wicked. It's in the book. That's what Emma would show me. You know what she was telling me? Let me tell you. You're wicked and Diane's wicked too. Huh? And Marsha's wicked too. And Kurt's wicked too. Well, I was told that yesterday. Not the first time. Y'all understand? So I can identify. Sure, I've been told that many times. That's how the devil talks. Yeah. Holy Ghost don't talk like that. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost said, none righteous. None righteous. None righteous. No, not one. And when we believe that, it makes for righteousness. But if we think I'm right and everybody else is wrong, that makes for unrighteousness. Isn't that simple? David, you hear me, brother? You ought to be shouting in here. Shouting on the hills of glory. Shouting on the hill. Shouting on the hills. I'll be shouting on the hills. Shouting on the hills of joy. There you go, David. Thank you, Lord. We'll have Marilyn doing a toe tap over there. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes Marilyn say good preaching. Not always. I tell everything, don't I? Praise the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. So what I will answer when I'm reproved? That's quite the meditation, huh? We should consider what we'll answer when we are reproved. God will reprove us. If we read the scriptures, it's for reproof. It's for correction. It's for instruction in righteousness. It's profitable for doctrine. See? So if we read the scriptures and we don't get reproved, find no conviction, then we just not looking right. Our heart's not right. We're looking in there to find something to pin on O'Neill. We won't see what God... No, we won't. You looking in the scripture to blame anybody, you won't find it. No. You find something in the scriptures, say they're justified freely by grace. If you read it right, it'll tell you the same about you. Huh? Y'all know that's the truth? Y'all know we're justified freely? By his grace? Hallelujah. Grace, grace, God's grace. Greater than all my sin. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to go on. The Lord answered me and say, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, and it will not tarry. Habakkuk 2:4, behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. That's true all the time. When you exalt it, you're not right. No, you're not. How can you correct somebody? Can't be done. We think if we know something, we can. If we know to obey them that have the rule over us. If we don't know that, we know nothing at all. We know to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We do well. We fulfill the royal law. If we love our neighbor as we love, we do well. Otherwise, we do not well. That's what the lepers say after they went down there and spoiled the Syrians, and they weren't going to tell nobody. One of the lepers said, man, we don't do well. Let's go tell folk. And then some of them four lepers put all the whole army to flight. Y'all believe that? Y'all believe God's like that? They weren't clean. Hey, they wouldn't even let them inside the gate. God wouldn't use trash like that, would he? They were under siege, man, starving to death in there. They put them lepers out. They said, y'all can't come in here. Unclean, unclean, unclean. So the leper sitting down talking about it, he said, man, why we sit here till we die? If we go in there, what, they'll kill us? If we go down to the Syrians, they'll kill us. Say, let's go down there and get some good. What a good move, huh? Hallelujah. God made the enemy hear a whole host of folk. This is what God's able to do. And that's his faith now. See? Hallelujah. These four lepers walking unclean, unclean. Man, God caused a big stir, and they left everything. They didn't take anything with them. They had spoil for days. All the tents were full of goodies. Leper said, my, let's eat, drink, and be merry. And finally one said, man, we ain't doing right. We do not well, he said. So they went and got word to the king. Of course, there was unbelievers there, you know. Oh, no, man, this can't happen. Oh, well. Praise the Lord, saints. Unclean. Oh, help me, Jesus. This is one we always go to, is Jeremiah 5, because it paints a good picture. You know, there's some scriptures we talk about every day. Of course, they all say the same thing. That's what God has told me. Thank you, Lord. Same thing. Hallelujah. Every scripture says he is Lord. He's righteous. He's faithful. He's true. It says that he's merciful, long-suffering. He said he has ordained a people. Yes. Unto himself. He's going to save this people. Every scripture says that. Hallelujah. It talks about the destruction of the wicked and the salvation of the righteous. Every scripture. Now, who are the righteous? Those that believe God. Those are the only ones. Otherwise, men are all the same. There are men that believe God. All men have not faith. And there are men that believe not, men that don't believe, men that believe God. God determines that. The ones that believe him are the ones that he's given his faith. The ones that don't believe him, they don't have faith. Now, we must earnestly contend. We can't follow in the ways of the world and, you know, our own ways, our own thoughts. God's given us faith, then we have to contend. And through the Spirit, mortify, put to death, crucify the deeds of the body. Oh, help me, Lord. Let me find it. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So Jeremiah 5 is one of our go-to scriptures because it's a portrait of us. Y'all know that, don't you? So I'm going to read it. Just the first few, but, you know, the scriptures are written for our learning, for admonition, upon whom the ends of the world have come. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Behold his soul which is lifted up, Habakkuk 2 and 4, which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Jeremiah 5, run ye to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof, if you can find a man. He's looking for a man. How is it when I came there was no man? And when I called there was none to answer? He said, go look, look for a man. What kind of man are we looking for? You see if there be any that execute judgment. See, is there a man that execute judgment? Hallelujah, that seeketh the truth. Look for one like that. And I'll pardon your sin. I'll turn you around. Yeah, find a man like that. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than a rock. They have refused to return. Now, refuse to receive correction is not the same as unable. Y'all understand? This is you allowing Satan to get you to exercise your will. Yeah, which calls you to refuse to receive correction. You ever been in that place? I know the answer. I'm just trying to provoke y'all. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish. For they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. I know God. God told me this, but they don't know the way of the Lord. They don't know the judgment of God. See? Hallelujah. He is a God of judgment. He do delight in loving kindness, righteousness, judgment. He delight in these things. There's no righteousness without it. What does that mean, Pastor Rice? That means judgment is required for righteousness. Hallelujah. Not voting, you know.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
Let's cast a vote here and see if Pastor Rice is right. That's not how it's done.
Amen.
Well, that's what y'all say, but, you know, that's why you get your little cliques together. Y'all don't understand that? Even if you don't purpose it, by the wisdom of God caused it to happen. Y'all know that? That's why when Satan comes, he look for the disgruntled. He look for the discontent. Yes, he does. Why? So he can get them working. Yeah, yeah. Y'all want some work to do? Come on over here. Anybody in here disgruntled? Huh? Anybody in rebellion against the authority? Y'all come on over here. Hey, I'll pay you well. He'll lie. He will not pay you well. He'll pay you, though, but not well. Hallelujah. Now, the master's looking for laborers, too. Why don't we go work in his vineyard? Not in unrighteousness. To do that, we'll have to be under authority all the time. Everybody, not when we feel good, not when the preacher preached right. You understand how it is. Oh, yeah, if Pastor Rice do right, then I won't bless him out. But when he don't do right, see, boy, I like the way I preach. Yeah, it is beautiful, isn't it? It's the Lord's doing, though. It's marvelous in our eyes. Oh, God. Yeah. If Pastor Rice does good, then I'll do good. Is that how we do it? But sometimes he just meddle, and he don't preach. Woo, glory. Y'all know that's one of the sayings? Yeah. Now you done left off preaching, and you go into meddling. You know God's going to meddle with y'all this morning. That's what the preaching's all about. Hey, that's what it's all about. God meddling with you. Huh? Glory. Meddling means it's not your business. We are God's business. They are foolish. They have not known the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. So it's foolish when we resist authority. There's no righteousness in it. All right. That's what I deal with. You know, we aren't going, I won't be distracted on something else when that's where we are. We never can get to the good judgment. You understand that? If a judgment is to be made, then we'll have to submit to the one that can make the judgment. We're not going to do that. We're not going to find, there's no righteousness. There's no truth ever found. Hallelujah. They have not known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God, but these have altogether broken the yoke and have burst the bonds. So we'll always talk about that. That's Jeremiah 5. There's more, but we'll stop right there. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. Hallelujah. That's how David did it. He didn't wait on that giant. He ran to the giant. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I don't see this in the prayer house. We're looking for something physical, and then our battle is not physical. No, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So in the spirit, I would like to see the soldiers rushing to the battle. Not sitting back watching. Yeah, go get him, Pastor. Go get him, Pastor. No. Oh, you go get him. No, let's go get him. See what I'm saying? Now, no matter how I said this, I still got the ones that pulled back. They said, this is how we fight. Absolutely not. You fight it as the one that's leading you fight. Y'all know that? Oh, help me. See, I got off track. I'm meddling now. Y'all know that? Praise the Lord, Brother David. But they have erred through wine. Huh? Yeah, drunk, but not with wine. They err in vision, and they stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so there is no place clean. No place clean. No place clean. Oh, Jesus, to whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the breast. Huh? Yeah. That can use the strong meat.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept.
Amen.
Line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, there a little.
Yeah, Lord.
It's talking about the whole truth.
Amen.
Deception, that all that other stuff, it always leaves something out. It might look pretty close, but it's surely something's left. It's always that way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if something's left out, it's not the truth.
Amen.
To whom he said, this is the rest, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful, scornful, scornful men. Scornful men that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, with hell, are we at agreement? When the overflowing scourge come, it won't come to us. When it shall pass through, it won't come to us. For we made lies our refuge.
Amen.
And under falsehood, we've hid ourselves. So it won't, I can do all my wickedness. Thank you, Lord. Work all this unrighteousness. There's never going to be any recompense for it. Huh? If I thought it was, I'd be searching myself and trying to get right. But since I'm busy looking at Neil, you know. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Y'all busy looking at Neil? Hallelujah. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the plummet, and righteousness to the plummet, and a hill shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. You know where you've made falsehood your place. Okay. 1 Kings 3, give therefore thy king an understanding heart to judge thy people. This is Solomon's prayer to God. And when he prayed it, God said, I'm pleased with this. He said, give thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. Judgment is for righteousness. Everybody understand? There must be judgment. Men don't like judgment because they don't like righteousness. Their own righteousness requires no judgment. They like it. The righteousness of God requires his judgment. They don't like it. That I may discern between good and bad. You know, exercise our senses to discern good and evil. We don't naturally know. We call evil good and good evil. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? It says here, and the speech pleased the Lord. See? God said, that's a good prayer, Solomon. This speech pleased the Lord. So we have a pattern here, don't we? We like to do our own thing, though, don't we? We have examples, we have patterns, we have spirit. We don't like to do that, do we? God said, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast thou asked for riches for thyself, nor hast thou asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Would you ask God the same thing? Since he was pleased when Solomon prayed it? You think he'll be pleased if you pray? Let us pray. Father, give us wise and understanding hearts that we may understand and discern judgment. All right, good. Hallelujah. We must get it from God. The counterfeit won't get it done. Hallelujah. Oh, and he said, behold, I've done according to thy words, because I like the way you pray. And I've given thee a wise and an understanding heart. Says, if any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. He giveth to all men liberally. He's a cheerful giver and upbraideth not. But let him ask in faith, believing. Not wavering. He said, don't let that man think he'll receive anything. Amen. He asked for healing, let him ask in faith believing. He asked for deliverance, let him ask in faith believing. Not wavering. That man won't receive anything. Hallelujah. Double-minded man. He's unstable all of his ways. Oh, thank you, Lord. Job 32. To teach wisdom. Said days should speak, and a multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Great men are not always wise. We see Mr. Trump. Neither do the aged understand judgment. See Mr. Trump. This is something that comes from God. And Solomon did understand. He said, yeah, I'm king, but hey, I don't have the stuff. We don't discern that. That's why we get in authority's face, you know. Yeah, if we had some of the stuff Solomon said, no, you know, I don't. don't have what I need.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
But we see too much of the other.
Thank
you, Lord. PX soldiers. Now, I told y'all about PX soldiers. They sell the stripes in the PX. You can go get General Star in the PX. Don't cost very much. You get your star and you go up to the counter and pay it. And you put it on. Not lawful, though. And you're still not a general. You still don't have any wisdom. You still don't get paid like they do. Well, you might fool somebody. Not too many. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in that fashion, are we sometimes. You know, it's the way of the hypocrite. They like the praise of men. They like the appearance of righteousness. Righteousness they don't like. They like the appearance of it. See? And they know that it's just an appearance, but they're satisfied with that. Yeah. Now, they know they can't go to heaven with an appearance of righteousness.
Amen.
But that's all they want.
Amen.
That's the hypocrite's reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. So, you know, because you're in a position that you still need help.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I still say, so, Lord, here I am. I need help.
Amen.
I need help. I don't know what to do.
Amen.
So he heard my cry.
Yes, Lord.
I still pray.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jehoshaphat said, I don't know what to do. Y'all know Jehoshaphat was king? Guess what? He was still in his perplexity. And understand that that's the state that we'll be in sometimes. God's people will be in perplexity, which means that they won't know what to do. It's the one that think they're spiritual who always know what to do. See, that they stand out so much, and they think they're wise. If they always know the answer, like the bunch that left here, they explain everything and, you know, never perplex, then they don't know God. That's the state that we know it, don't we? We may be perplexed now. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just part of the journey we travel. Well, I'm saying sometimes we just won't know what to do.
Amen.
We'll have to wait on God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So that's where Jehoshaphat was. He told God. He said, I'm here. I'm the king. He said, I got authority. Yes, he did. He said, but we don't know what to do. What a confession, huh? Did God help him out? Well, if you make that honest confession, what do you think will happen? He said, we don't know what to do, but we're looking to you. Our eyes are upon thee. We know you know what to do. Hallelujah. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. And apply thine heart to understanding.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One of the Proverbs said the fool don't attain unto wisdom because his heart's not really for it. He has no heart for it.
Amen.
And usually that's how it is. A heart's not for wisdom. It's for self-exaltation. It's for looking good.
Amen.
Then we don't get wisdom. Except our heart is for wisdom.
Amen.
Which means righteousness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that thou incline thine ear to wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding. Huh? So this is what we could do in the prayer house. But some, we do it, Pastor Rice, but we ain't going to get bent too far out of shape doing it, you know. We ain't going to sweat hard. Huh? Don't I say it right? You know, God know what we want. God know what we need. Yeah, we need to ask God. Y'all know we need to ask God? Y'all want to hear my scripture? Huh? Therefore, let us come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Well, if we go to the house of prayer and have no need, we got nothing to pray for. So that's where some of us are.
Yep.
No? Don't need you, God. Thank you, Lord. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Then, when that your heart's really seeking after, when your heart's really after God, not just form and fashion, when you're really seeking God for righteousness' sake. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness. Understand righteousness and judgment and equity in every good path. Hallelujah. Getting too loud, huh? Judgment. Righteousness. Righteousness, equity. I saw some lady's obituary. She was one that was a pioneer in this woman's liberation. Somebody said, uh-oh. What are women being liberated from? Oh, you must be a man. Absolutely. Y'all tell me. Liberated from their covering? You know, well, that's what most women want. Hey, that's what most of them want. They say it's liberty, but they're in bondage. Of course, they esteem these women. They give them great accolades. Yeah, she was a pioneer in women's liberation. She made so much things so much better. They're not oppressed by them wretched men anymore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Well, y'all know what they call me, don't you? Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm sort of narrow-minded and, you know, backwards. You still believe that man is the head of the woman. God still said it. Hey, God still said it. Well, don't you see all the headways we made, Pastor Rice? We got women in leadership positions everywhere. Man, you're behind the time. God's doing a new thing. Hey, come on. Oh, my God. Y'all know most women go for this lip. Yes, they do. Consider it here. Yeah, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah. Well, they do rule, you know. They cause us to err because it's out of order. That's right. Okay? Okay, I got to finish up, saints. I'm coming to the end. I'm doing this by faith in submission to God. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He keepeth the path of judgment. Thank you, Lord. He preserveth the way of his saints. That's us. It said, then shalt thou understand righteousness, judgment, and equity. Equity, I guess, is fairness, huh? Everybody get what they're supposed to get. Huh? God's like that. He said, every disobedience, every transgression, receive the just recompense. He reward every man according as his work shall be. Isn't that equity? Huh? He's fair, isn't he? Huh? If we deserve it, he'll pay us for it, won't he? Whether it's chastisement, correction, or reproof. Whatever is right, he'll pay. Well, sometimes we don't say that. And you know, what I say then is you're a liar. See? I just look at it like that. And I won't be distracted by something else. I look and see if things are in order. If they're in right order, we can talk about something. If they're not, then we'll talk about getting in order. That makes sense? How many times the devil has sidetracked us? Yeah. Distraction. That's a very useful tool. Distraction. Absolutely. And the devil's good at it, and we're easy prey. So when you fall after distractions, you talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and you never come to any solution. There's no judgment there. Hence, there's no righteousness there. Hence, there's no equity there. We talk about what's fair for me, what's fair for me. We'll never get to it without judgment. Everybody understand that? We can't let you decide what's right. That's not judgment. Because your neighbor does the same thing. That makes sense? Does God have something in place to say this is the judgment? Well, you should submit to it, shouldn't you? Well, we're losing them one by one, Tim. They're falling off like flies. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, when wisdom comes from the fear of God, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, the end. In Jesus' name. All hearts and minds clear? Hallelujah. That's what God gave me to say. If you're going to preach something else and it's different, I'm going to say no, and I base it upon what God told me. See? Of course, what he told me is not new. It's the same that's in the scripture. It's the same that the Spirit speaks. See? We get something that it don't line up, then it's just not the truth. You understand that? It is just that simple. You know, sometimes you got to get lined up. If it don't line up, then you're not going to get the pen through there. You know that, Charlene? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. We got to get it plumb. And then square, right, Tim? I heard somebody say everything's out of square here in Oklahoma. So if you're working with somebody square, then guess what? If you don't square it up, whatever, it's going to be out of square. If it ain't plumbed, it won't be plumb. Praise the Lord. You know God's word is a plumb line?
Yes.
Why aren't y'all happy about that? Huh? Glory, glory. Brother Edward, you here? You going to pray? Everybody still awake?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Help him to pray, Lord. Help him to pray, Lord.
Father God, thank you in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you for what's on your heart. And that's getting the house, setting the house in order, and restoring authority, Lord. I remember Sister Grace would sing a song that still comes on, I guess, from time to time.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Lord, touch your people once again.
Do it, Lord.
And in that she says to restore authority.
Do it, Father.
And power. And, Lord, I see you doing that, Father. And my prayer is that we would humble ourselves and give us the grace, and I know you have, because that's your will, to humble ourselves and allow ourselves and the church, we are the church, to be set in order.
Thank you, Lord.
By the authority being restored, Lord. And thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I will, Father, if you would help me.
Help him, Lord.
I'll use this as my guide here, Lord.
Each every hour.
Amen. To pray to you, Lord. Because I was quite astonished, Lord, the other day. When I said something, I talked about a woman who was giving advice to her son, who was a king. And I didn't know where it was. I knew it was in the Proverbs, Lord. Then when I saw the one it was in, I said, whoa, Proverbs 31. And, Father, we know that this is your word. And this is the proverb that describes a virtuous woman. And we're talking about restoring authority. We're talking about setting the house in order. And so, Father, I know in I speak concerning Christ in the church. Not speaking concerning a woman. But, yes, we are speaking of a woman. And we are that woman.
Yes, Lord.
And and this is where we need to take heed. Well, when you showed me this first, Lord, it's like the words of the King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. I thought, a woman telling a man advising a man, her son, what not to allow, that he would not be destroyed. And the first thing, and then she says, it starts out, what? My son? What? The son of my womb? What? The son of my vow. I know Pastor Wright says that sometimes. What?
Amen.
Evidently, Lord, there must have been a conversation going on there. I see he must have come to his mom, his mother, with a perplexing situation. He must have been in some kind of perplexity, as we just told. We're in sometimes, even though he was the king. Because why would, that was an answer to her son. What, my son? And her answer to him was, so give not thy strength unto women, nor thy way to that which destroys kings.
Hallelujah.
And I thought, why would a woman say that? A modern day woman wouldn't say that. This woman had to have to come to some kind of humility herself in knowing the place of a woman for her to be, to tell a man this. But at any rate, she told him that. And then she said, it's not for kings, O Lemuel. It's not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. And she goes down the line, Lord, unless they drink and forget the law, pervert judgment of the afflicted, and so forth, talking about wine. But then she comes down and she goes, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Hallelujah.
I speak concerning Christ in the church, Lord. This ought to be our relationship with you as the body. And of course, you demonstrate our relationship with you in the natural.
Truth, Lord.
This is what a woman should be to the man. This is what the woman should be to the man.
Hallelujah.
Christ Jesus. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her.
She doesn't know her.
So that he shall have no need of spoil. Okay. She will do him good and not evil.
Glory.
All the days of her life.
Hallelujah.
She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She's like the merchant's ships, and she bringeth her food from afar. She rides also while it's yet night, giving meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Father God, I see this is how we serve one another.
Truth, Lord.
This is how we minister to you, God, by ministering to each other, to the body, in virtuousness, Lord. She considers her field. She buys it with the fruit of her hands. She planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff, whatever that is. And it goes on to tell what a virtuous woman should do. And it says in the end, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all.
Glory.
You told us, oh God, the latter house would be greater than the former.
Thank you, Lord.
You told us that this, you're going to build a glorious church, Lord God. One that will serve you. One that will minister to you. One that will minister to each other. You will have no need. You will dwell safely, God, because you won't have to worry about us spoiling you, Lord God. And you said favor is deceitful. Beauty is vain. But a woman that feared the Lord, she shall be praised. When we fear you as we ought to, Lord, then we'll receive praise of you.
Hallelujah.
But right now, we're receiving reproof and rebuke because we're not we've not met this standard. We've fallen from this. Give her the fruit of her hands, Lord, and let her works praise her in the gates. And Lord, I see this, Lord God, like I said, concerning Christ in the church. But it's demonstrated right here among us and in the church. Bodily, physically, it's demonstrated. And Father, I say, you know, a woman that is doing all of this would have no time to try to override and usurp and destroy the authority. She'd be too busy.
Too busy.
Being virtuous.
Hallelujah.
This looks like a full-time job here.
It is, brother. Lifelong.
And if we would spend our time seeking virtue, then we would have no time to get out of order. And we'd have no time to try to correct you, God, and to try to show you where you're missing it, Lord God. So my prayer, Lord God, is to help us, the church, first of all, become this virtuous woman that you're looking for, Lord God, and help the sisters, Lord.
Help, Lord.
To become virtuous women.
Yes, Father.
In their homes and in the body of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And two things, Father God. If we obey this, I know this will prevent two things I know it will prevent. One, it'll prevent the woman from becoming Jezebel. Two, it'll prevent the man from becoming an Ahab.
Thank you, Lord.
And then, Lord God, we'll be strong because we'll be in submission to you and your righteousness because the order will be proper. So this is my prayer, Father God. Grant it to us by your grace.
Grant it, Father.
And by your mercy. We ask it in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Edwards, for praying for us. Add to your faith virtue. Praise the Lord. Boy, see how that book goes together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. I love you. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.